Hello, welcome to Your Daily Grace by Timothy Wilder. Foundations, Episode 37, Justified by Grace, the Verdict of Grace. Justification stands at the very center of the gospel. It is the declaration that God Himself has spoken a final verdict over our lives, not based on our performance, our spiritual progress, or our ability to maintain consistency, but entirely on the finished work of Christ. Paul states it plainly, "We maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from works of the law." Romans 3:28. Those words dismantle every instinct we have to earn, prove, or secure our standing before God. They confront the quiet fear that whispers, "You haven't done enough," and replace it with the bold announcement that Christ has done everything. Justification is not God overlooking our failures or pretending we are better than we are. It is God declaring something entirely new about us because of Jesus. The verdict is not innocent because innocence was never our story. It is not guilty because Christ took that verdict into Himself at the cross. Instead, God declares us righteous, clothed in a righteousness that is not our own, a righteousness freely given and received by faith. This righteousness is not a future hope or a conditional status. It is a present reality spoken over every believer the moment they trust in Christ. Faith is not the price we pay for this verdict. Faith is the open hand that receives what grace has already accomplished. Paul reminds us, "Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness." Romans 4:3. Abraham did not earn righteousness. He received it. Long before the law, long before religious systems or rituals, God was already showing the world that righteousness comes through believing Him, not performing for Him. Abraham's story becomes the blueprint for every believer. Righteousness is credited, not achieved. This is why justification brings peace. Paul writes, "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Romans 5:1. Peace with God is not a feeling we chase. It is a settled reality we stand in. The hostility is gone. The distance is closed. The fear of not measuring up is silenced. Justification means the relationship is restored, not because we finally got it right, but because Christ did. And this verdict is not fragile. It does not rise and fall with our best days or collapse under our worst ones. The righteousness we stand in is Christ's righteousness, unchanging, perfect, and complete. Faith simply keeps receiving what grace keeps giving. This is the verdict of grace, final, freeing, and forever. Thanks for listening. If you are being fed and/or uplifted by these messages, we encourage you to like, comment, share, and subscribe. These things help us spread the message of grace.